Wisconsin farm recalls eggs amid salmonella outbreak that hospitalized 24. By Amy Furr on September 9, 2024. A farm in Bonduela, Wisconsin, is recalling two brands of eggs after numerous people fell ill due to salmonella. Milo's Poultry Farms is recalling its eggs featuring its name and those under the name Tony's Fresh Market, Fox Business reported on Sunday. The outlet continued. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 65 consumers have become sick and 24 have been hospitalized, and no deaths have been reported. The recall includes all cartons labeled Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market with all expiration dates. All eggs bought from Milo's Poultry Farms LLC for retail food service distribution are also recalled. Salmonella, a bacterial illness affecting the intestinal tract, can live inside animal and human intestines before exiting the body through feces, per the Mayo Clinic's website. Humans become infected most frequently through contaminated water or food, the clinic said, adding that some people do not experience symptoms from the infection but most suffer from diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps within 8 to 72 hours after being exposed to salmonella. Most healthy individuals do recover from the illness in a week or less without specific treatment. Salmonella infection usually isn't life-threatening. However, in certain people, especially infants and young children, older adults, transplant recipients, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems, the development of complications can be dangerous, the site read. In May, over 100 people were sickened due to a salmonella outbreak among backyard poultry across 29 states, Breitbart News reported. Per the September 8 Fox article, health officials are asking consumers to throw away or return eggs from those brands. It also noted the farm has since paused operations. As Americans suffer under inflation and President Joe Biden, D, and Vice President Kamala Harris's, D, economy, the cost of eggs has increased 147% since they took office, Breitbart News reported August 22. This is an economic reality Americans have continued to grapple with over the course of the Biden-Harris administration, despite the fact that the White House remains in complete denial, the outlet said.